Kerry, Henny and Quirk.
That's me.
On the It's All Music podcast.
That's us.
Down by Jorfin's Quarry and Knockadoon by the sea. Woo! Sometimes we bring a guest down with us.
Yeah.
We drink tea and made some biscuits.
Woo!
Then we chat and we laugh and we play a few songs. Why not tune in and sing along? Kerry, Henny and Quirk.
That's us.
On the It's All Music podcast.
Yeah.
Down Knockadoon by the sea.
Lovely.
I don't know which one was better. I suppose you could comp them, Dave. Could you? You could comp the two
together.
Yeah, but you pricks, if you let me do that. I could, but I can't because of my click.
All
right. I'll go out.
All I'm hearing is I can't.
You hear a big bag of cans. Should be a big bag of cans.
Dave can't.
Good evening and welcome to the It's All Music podcast. I'm back.
Yeah.
Little error last week.
What happened?
I had something to do, Dave.
Yeah.
I had to bury somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
Personal, like, as in...
Yeah, so out of respect, well, there was no podcast last week, we're sorry to say. Out of respect for the dead.
Well, there was.
The boys didn't do a podcast without me.
The thing is, we did.
We did a hunker.
Yeah, we did an absolute skelper of a podcast. With respect to the dead, of course, but we
Mikey,
did.
Pull in your mic, Henny.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. With respect to the dead. I listened to said podcast.
Yeah, it's one of the better ones, to be fair.
It's almost like listening to my wife making love to someone else.
Except nothing at all like that. That's a strange place to go.
It just means that much to me, lads. You know?
They never do that when I'm there.
You did a great podcast with a very, very a rare talent.
Did you listen?
The Young Lad of the Fletchers.
Did you listen to it all?
I did listen to it every second of it.
They had nice biscuits by.
They had.
That's all you.
And the tea was good too.
Where did you went down to?
Down into his front room.
Down to his house. Lads.
Yeah, his man brought out tea. Yeah, coffee. What else did you bring in?
We were at a loose end. So I said, that was like, is there anyone, Henny? Have you someone? And he said, there was a couple of boys in Cove and we couldn't kind of get in contact. I don't know what happened, but...
Look, it was great. It was a great evening. It was actually the best evening I had in a long, long, long time. I don't know what it was about last Wednesday that was different to every other Wednesdays, but it was just magic. I can't put my finger on it.
The socials wouldn't agree with you. There's been an avalanche of complaints.
Says your man who has.
He's got to go to the stove system now.
Pearson Lismore says, I don't believe in God anymore. How could there possibly be a God if Kerry isn't on the It's All Music podcast? Sean and Tyrone said, it's like sitting down for dinner and tipping the fork off your filling instead of having your dinner.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's it. Was brilliant. And
no, we missed you though. We did miss you.
I'm fucking surplus.
No, you're not. We missed
no,
you.
No, you're not.
Dead weight.
No.
Separating the weed from the wheat from the chaff.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Different. You were sorely missed.
It wasn't bitter. It was different. Well, he's a fucking he's handy, isn't he? That lad.
He has something.
He's good. There's something about him.
That's what it is, isn't it? Just there needs to be some magnetism
about
like
him, different outside of his musical talent and his everything. Just.
And the last thing we said, leaving the house to each other, getting into the car. Henny looked at me and says, "Look at him. He's like Kerry going around the kitchen with the old mandolin."
He was.
He said we were talking about the bass. We shut off the podcast. Was finished.
That was especially for you. Did you enjoy that bit?
Just indifferent. I don't really. You were just rabbiting on about it, and I knew it was my.
Hang on, no, I was asked. I didn't want to talk about bass. I didn't want to rabbit on. I was asked my professional opinion on something to
he
do
said,
with the bass. So,
what do you think of the bass?
I drifted away. That bit. I saved that bit for sleep.
Jesus, great to have you back.
But that was it. That's what we were talking about the bass, and he had, like, as he was kind of saying, "Thanks, lads. That was great," and whatever. And we'll talk to you. What are you doing the weekend? Whatever. We were going and we were packing up and we're leaving. But he had that bass around him, binging it and bopping it and whatever. And he said goodbye to us at the door and waved as we drove away. And he was still playing the fucking thing. And you know, and the father was saying he'll be up all fucking night now. He's wired now. He's bad enough as it is, but he'll be playing songs and he'll be.
So he's just walking around the house playing music just around the clock. The guitar doesn't leave his hands at all. Get that impression, like that.
He's hooked. Like he's
immersed in the world of music. No, he said he's finding songs and he's going to deep dive on the band, and he'll go for 3 days listening to Interference. He found Interference recently. He's gone stone mad for them.
I was mentioning the.
He's got an exceptional taste in music.
That's his dad, I suppose. Is it daddy?
His dad isn't an heavy rock stuff.
Like, I heard him mentioning the Pale.
Pale fan. Yeah,
big Pale fan.
He's got kind of your taste. Like similar enough to the type of things you're into, like, you know?
Yeah.
15
years of age, yeah.
Check him out. Jesus. He's
he's doing well now. He's great. He loves it, like.
And his own song was good. This place.
Yeah, you did a nice little job on that, boys.
It was no harm to leave Corky at that guitar solo. No, I listened to it today. It was nice.
No harm was done at all.
No harm was done. I think the fact that we had so much space, sonic space, that it wasn't overcrowded, you know, there wasn't extra stuff. That Sonic, we didn't need Sonic coming space. Coming from, you know, Carolino over there.
Sonic space. What
a Michelangelo Carolino.
Sonic space.
Sonic space now in a minute.
Coming from the Sonic fucking Sonic space.
Hedgehog. Making a word.
That old canary again.
That fucking man.
But yeah, no, it was excellent. And it was a nice evening too. We didn't leave till 11 o'clock.
It was lovely because it was unplanned, really. Yeah, it was very off the cuff. And we'd no idea how it would work or would it work. And we wanted Dad there as well. We wanted Brian there.
He's a ticket.
He sat in it. Nice.
He's a spoken.
Yeah. So it was Ashton, lovely, like. Yeah. For a nice family.
He's some fucking furrows ploughed for a 15-year-old.
He does, yeah. He has. Some contacts, by.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned there, this fella's at it 40 years.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Isn't it just? Any gigging, boys? Well, sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to go across you.
Yeah, you did then.
Yeah, I did.
And then your apology was meaningless.
I'm fucking not sorry. So, I withdraw it. Withdraw it.
Too late. I had a weird gig, yeah.
Where?
I did a funeral gig.
How do you? Yeah, we spoke about.
I seem to get landed with those there.
Funeral gig in the UK.
My uncle in England. He died.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Okay.
May he rip. And he.
Well, condolences. Was he close?
Your father's brother, like.
Yeah, but were you close?
He lived in England, like. So what's that?
Jesus Christ.
Or a bit. Oh, close emotionally. Sorry.
But I think
he'd always call, like, in the summer years ago, like, you know.
Yeah.
He'd have been now in around the benchmarks or the, how you'd earmark out the summer, like, you know, because, you know, the Eurovision of May, Paddy be calling.
Right.
You know, things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was a...
What did you play?
Oh, hymns. Now, when the priest requested... Father Pack from South Korea, running out of priests, lads.
Jesus, we're bringing him in.
It's, fucking, it's bad, you can fucking call a halt and we're trying to get him out of North Korea. But so he was from South Korea.
South Korean priest.
He's no non-secular music.
Yeah. That's the rule across the board, I think. I recently heard, not to go too far into it, but the priests now have the say over what's going on with music at funerals and at events like that, because there was an awful lot of, you know, fellas playing kind of dance tunes and rap tunes at funerals, you know, and the church is after taking a stance against it, like, this is your man's favourite Limp Bizkit song, and it just wasn't appropriate, like, so it's...
Well, yeah, we had questions over the Cliffs of Dooneen.
Why is that now?
That was kind
what
of song
the Cliffs
liked,
of Dooneen,
you know?
that was given trouble? What was...
They didn't want us to play it, like.
Yeah, because it's contemporary, like, it's hymns only or religious-based songs, I think.
Pretty much. So, like, we had a list, like, but they're all just hymns. As I kneel before you and all this kind of stuff. You've probably all heard them, like, Here I Am, Lord.
You didn't actually do the Cliffs of Dooneen in the end?
We did it, yeah, we just didn't say it. And, like, just
you just went for it.
Just fucking horsed into it. A man is dead here, like.
Yeah, we have to,
yeah,
come on.
You know what I mean?
And tell me, he was an Irish man and you went to his funeral.
He was an Irish man from Goyleen.
Did you have the obligatory 20 points?
No, he never drank. Oh, it wasn't really that kind of a trip.
Okay.
So we just did the music in the church and we stayed the night before at my auntie's house. And then I played the guitar. There was a one fell in with us. Her name was Dot. And she played the... She usually plays the organ, but she have a bad leg and she can't get up the stairs to the gallery.
What does
she
say?
She had a fucking Roland amp and a keyboard.
Is it Dot Cotton?
Huh?
Dot Cotton.
Dot fucking Cotton.
Dot Cotton from me.
Jesus. So she jammed with us. Just fucking on the fly like that. So it was kind of nice, yeah.
And it went well.
I'll send you a little clip. For now, insert clip.
Oh, yeah.
On my phone. And that was it. Weird gigs. Funerals are.
Oh, yeah.
Different gravy altogether.
And you were in, to go to the UK to do it. So what did you bring?
I brought my AER amp.
They're great.
That's the Tommy Emmanuel signature amp, and it's got the microphone input and the guitar input. And I just sang loud because I had no microphone.
Set it to loud.
Yeah. I cut a mic stand the night before with an angle grinder so I could fit into the suitcase.
You had no microphone?
I had a microphone for my sister was doing this vocal, so but I couldn't get the mic stand into the bag, so I cut it with a grinder and I kind of jammed it in.
And did it work then?
Yeah, it was fine. A mic and a few leads. My guitar, obviously. 80 quid to check in the guitar, lads.
I got caught for a chat.
And an oversized bag then. 25 kg of stuff in the bag.
80 quid for the guitar.
And that was it. Music stand. And when I got to the church, there was loads of stuff there. I didn't need to bring anything.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Serious. Yeah. So how would you know?
But next time, before you go, just type in the area you're going to and, you know, audio rental equipment and, you know,
it's hassle on a short trip, doesn't it?
It just makes, like, for 80 quid to check the bag, I mean, you'd get a guitar for 50, you know?
I suppose,
for the sake of checking it, and you're not travelling with a thing worried. We're in Germany now in September and we've already put our order in.
You're probably right.
Bits and pieces, like, you know.
I wonder, is there more anxiety around using new gear, though? I'm so used to that little lamp. You know,
I'd be excited. I'd be excited about new gear. I'd love that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, once you've a reputable.
Well, did you know what? There's fellas. There's like the guys that everyone uses. Little Lytton Lane in Dublin is the Irish one. And they nearly have one of them amps, like, you know,
really?
Used to specifically say, because they're doing it for all the big touring bands, like, you know, like.
Sure, they probably have. Yeah, or can get it for you.
Yeah.
Like.
I start line of work, but no, it was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, so we sang. He wanted Come Back, Paddy Reilly, to Belly James Duff by the graveside. Then, so I sang that with the guitar and Annette, the sister, at the graveside, and that was it. Funerals in England are small, 30 people. Mad, like,
yeah,
you know, different here. It's mad here, isn't it?
I think I have
big stuff, like,
yeah. Over here, it's a big event, like
it is, yeah. But that was it. We came, went, we did the business anyway.
I have a story.
Anyone ever wipe down leads? That's.
I mean, like, sometimes they get after sticky 6 months
when they're really bad, yeah. Like, especially if you're on a lash.
So Henny is using into his base a what lead? It's a kind of a
Fender braided one. Your man said it were a bit dearer. I said I don't mind.
And they get smelly if drink spills on them, I suppose.
McCary says they get stinky in pubs.
They do get stinky in pubs. They're like they're fabric.
I'll tell you why I bought her now, because
was this the story?
I had a bit of a nightmare. Not a nightmare, but look, you know. I was playing on Friday, everything was fine. Saturday, I bought my basses, went to my guy who does the setup and the action and the new strings and everything. Mm. So I got it plugged in on Saturday. Wasn't using my amp, was using someone else's amp. Owen Kelly's fucking massive.
Oh, the Mark Bass thing.
Playing, and it's like something's not right. Like something wasn't right in the tone. It's like the mids were way higher. And I was like, is it the new strings? Is it? I was cursing Owen Kelly, I was cursing Sasha, the sound engineer. I was cursing the guy who set up my bass. I was cursing everyone as I was up on the stage filling at EQ. Changed basses, it wouldn't go away. Muted all my pedals, it wouldn't go away. Changed the lead, it wouldn't go away. Just the following day, I was just like, what the hell is it? I just decided, like, it has to be his amp. Like,
I was just, no, it couldn't have been.
Following night, at his night, Crane Lane, Backline Rental, Ampeg, right?
Lovely.
Up there for me. Plugged into bass.
Problem solved.
Same thing. So pedals, bypass them, nothing.
What bass were you playing?
Both basses were giving the same problem.
Lead?
Describe the sound or the noise or the interference.
Warm, really midi, and I had to turn it up really loud to get any sort of low end, and like...
Weird.
It's just awful.
What had you done? Different? Had you changed the strings?
I had changed the strings, and that might be responsible for a bit. You'd get a kind of a raspier, clankier sound.
They're a bit, yeah, they're not nice straight away.
This was something else. So, that's two amps. That's it. Bypass the pedal board. Change the cable from a pedal board to the amp. That wasn't it. So what was it, boys?
Are you using the same?
It was the fucking wireless system, boys. Oh. The wireless system caught me. At the very end of the night, I plugged wireless out and I plugged in with a lead and it was gone. It was the fucking wireless.
So what was it? Wouldn't normally do that, would it?
Oh, it was. I think we played at a biker rally on Saturday. It was Saturday before, and I think it got beer or something in it. Oh, it just got a thing on it that adds cable tone. It adds the sound as if you were using a cable to it, and something happened to that. I think it boosted that or interfered with it, that it just came on extra tick, and it just. I got a new wireless receiver and changed them, and
all right.
It's fine now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But lads, I had a...
It's the thing with the wireless, isn't it?
It's weird, yeah. When you're up on the stage and something isn't right, and nobody else probably thinking it's that bad, but you're not sounding the way you know you should sound. It's just awful. Like.
It's good for you too, though.
To adapt, like...
It is a little bit, yeah, because you got to get on with it. Every fucking gig can't be like, that's the stuff.
Dan Murphy said to me, forget about it and play. It's like you're not here.
Yeah.
Stop looking at your EQ on the amp.
He wanted you present.
Join the gig. Yeah, join the gig. Get and present, just fucking, like. Yeah. It'll serve you well if you just fucking plow through it,
yeah.
You can't be bollocks and you're fixing stuff, like.
I know, you're right, yeah.
Sometimes you can't. Still, you can't get into the gig then if
I
it's
know.
Not
but you just
there.
Pretend or something like that.
So I had to make many apologies to the guy who set up my bases and their setup Savage, you know. And they don't know themselves to get that sort of attention. Nice low action on Murder One and everything.
Oh, lovely.
Murder One is on the way out, though.
She ain't dying.
I'm going to have to retire her and just use her at home because, you know, the truss rod adjustment.
Yeah.
Down here, is it? Or up here on them, I don't know where it is.
I don't know, I'm not sure where it is on yours.
It's been sheared, it's been adjusted so many times that you can't get an Allen key into it, you know.
Would you change the neck?
Nah, sure, that'd be. Nah, it's the neck I love, like.
Can you take out a truss rod, Lev?
You can remove one, yeah.
Pull it right out, like, could you?
Do you know when you
see... And you wind it all the way out.
Kerry would fix it.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know when you see it?
Fucking get
a bastard. A kind of a dough.
Leave it to me Tuesday week.
I'm turning on Monday. One evening at it.
I'd be sick Monday. You know to come back boss, yeah? Come back like a banana.
You can remove them, all right. But anyway, that was it. I was cursing, but that's all it was. Yeah, great day in the Crane Lane, though, on Paddy's Day. What a skelper of a gig, like, you know.
Yeah. I was in Dwyer's with...
The Gandaroonies.
Yeah, just think, talk about Paddy's. It was the Saturday. It was the Saturday before Paddy's. Paddy's was Sunday. And like that, we're fucking just... It was a 7 to 9 gig, like, it was ridiculous. It was a great gig in Cork, in Dwyer's.
Cork was buzzing, man.
But the gear was there, so all you had to bring was your guitar. Like, fucking lads, it was great. Yeah.
Did you play a bit of old fucking...
songs
No,
I wasn't. See, I was playing bass with the Ganders.
Right. Oh, you're playing the Ganders.
So, but like that, the sound was great. That Mark bass amp they have in there.
It was Mark bass amp, and then you've got Ewan Lane and Ewan on the desk. He's great. Ewan's from Cove. Shout out Ewan.
And then that was the only gig I had over Paddy's, I think. I was.
Did you know there's a lot of tourists around Cork City?
Yeah.
I think this year definitely saw, like when I left my place to go up to Cork City gig, the bus stop outside the Park Hotel was full of people with hats, like Guinness hats and, Kiss Me, I'm Irish t-shirts. And they were, you could tell that they were...
Not Irish.
Not Irish, like.
Like they were fucking kicked through O'Carroll's that fucking... Yes. Shop.
Some of them had iron sweaters on, but some of them had, like, those kind of tall, they're like a foamy top hat and a Guinness, and the top of it is like the head of a pint, and they're blacked in. There were a load of them wearing them off up to the city to the parade. In fact, in the Crane Lane, and when I was up in town, I struggled to meet any Irish people, there was like literally every. But that's great, like, I mean, that stopped for years, like.
There's a few walked into the wires and they're just friends. They kind of went, you knew by him, they were like, it's early, it's not even St. Patrick's Day, it's Saturday, it's the day before.
Yeah.
They're walking in with their phones, filming, just kind of going, what the fuck is going on?
But for that to be a right treat, like, for you, like, if you were on holiday and you got to see some,
genuine article.
But to see the madness, and there was another band on again after us, and they could just walk in, it was free. You don't get that in many countries.
Our music scene is unique, right? We've often said it here, and it's indeed Sound Music Podcast.
Before I forget, then, there was another, last weekend, Dots had asked me to fill in with him. Dots and the dude, Dots was away. So I was playing with Roger Ryan in the Tinny Shed in Douglas.
Oh, yeah, the Tinny Shed.
Tinny Shed?
Have you ever heard of that place, Mike?
Well, it's correct term. The Tinny Shed is a nickname. The correct name for the Tinny Shed is St. Columba's Sports and Social Hall.
No, never heard of it.
It's not a pub. It's a sports and social club. And it has been there since 1870-something. Like. The same building has been operating as a sports and social club. To the working people of Douglas, in a fashion where you have to become a member, sign up as a member, like, and that's what pays, that's the cash flow, that's the budget, the membership pays for it. So, like, if you're in there and you're a member, you're nearly a part owner, you have a stake in it, like,
like a share in it.
Take turns running the bar, like,
no, they're
hoovering the carpet.
There's a committee who nominates someone and they have votes on things, and people like get jobs and.
There's like a barrier into this place. It's like something now that a biker gang would take over, and just that, there's a load of car spaces. There's like grass around the side and out the back, and there's goals for kids to play. There's a smoking area. I think there's a pool table somewhere.
The pool table is like competition pool standard. It's one of the huge ones.
It's like a GA hall.
It's like a good GA hall. But it has pitch. I think there's some sort of pitch. And then people have parties in there. Like, you can have your 21st, 18th, all these parties in there.
There's dartboards up, but there's a good few dartboards, and they have dart tournaments. But it hasn't been touched. It's not glamorous in any way, but it's fucking lovely at the same time.
It was like
walking back in time going in there. Very nostalgic going in there. It was lovely. It reminded me of the old... the back rooms that you play in Temple Tui.
Yeah.
Or,
I'm sure we've
these big bars. Small bars, but big lounge.
And you get well looked after there. There was a lady give us sandwiches and stuff like that up there when we played up there. And it's kind of like...
But it is a car. It's a shed. It's galvanized. It's like your thing outside here. It's just painted 100 times. And it's still standing, like...
And think about this, right? 1870, right?
There was gang drinking pints inside in the tinny shed in Douglas, right? Before there was electricity. Before there was cars on the road. Before we were even a nation. Before the Dáil was set up. Before Australia was discovered. They were drinking pints inside in that place in Douglas, and they're still drinking pints in there.
This couldn't be the same building, though.
It's the same building.
How the fuck could galvanized glass that long? That was some look stuff.
Mike, should we jump and have a look at it now?
It's in 1870.
The structure's in the same place, I'd imagine. There's bits taken off it.
Well,
move
that's
now,
what
right?
I mean.
You know, like, yeah. But it's the same. It's the same St. Columba's Hall it was then as it is now, like, you know. I mean, that's now fair, I pulled up, that's fair going.
Roger was passenger, and he was telling me, go left, go right. And I was, we're in the middle of fucking Douglas. Where? What's this tinny shed? It's just a nickname.
He'd know it, though, wouldn't he? Oh, He's from the Douglas Road,
oh, of
I'm sure.
Course he would, yeah. And he knew a gang in there, but he was telling me where to go. I didn't know where it was. So he was just saying, down here, go down. You can't, that's one way now, so come down this way. And we pulled up, and next thing, bang, there it is. And I just fucking burst out laughing. I said, it's a good thing you're here, Roger, because if Dots had sent me here on my own, I'd have I wouldn't have gone in. Yeah. It's a fucking...
Yeah,
it's a the look of it, like,
but
you
it's,
know...
They're sound gang-like.
Lovely gang in there.
Yeah, sound gang-like.
But you can go down there for pints.
You can go down there for pints, right, even if you're not a member, but you have to sign in. And I think you have to be kind of given the nod of a member, if you know what I mean.
Kind of like the Masons.
So, look, not too far from the Masons, only a kind of a working class version. And I suppose with the name St. Columba's, it was obviously a religious based thing. Like,
St. Columba's.
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 Yeah. But anyway, I found. Rory Gallagher played in there, you know?
You told me that, I didn't know.
Yeah. And what else was it? It's just. It's when you think about the time, though, how old it is, like.
Fuck it, yeah.
Like, that's old, like
150 something years. That's a long time.
Like, that's a long time.
They were just
50
fucking
years
after
before
the famine, like.
That's it, like, yeah. And they were some points under.
But if you saw where it was, like, Douglas is a busy place. You know, you're talking prime location property.
But I'd imagine that was a rural enough spot. Because that was developed up to that, like, you know, Rochestown is relatively...
But sure, even Douglas itself was outside of, it was only a village, you know.
It wasn't, they only, when I was in college, what was that, 2016, they put the boundaries out to, 2006, sorry, they put the boundaries out, the city boundaries now go as far as Douglas.
I suppose it's under the city council, like,
It is now.
It's funny to see those, like, Douglas, little island. Sometimes you'll see something that'll be given away, like there's a kind of a farm shed in the middle of it. Yeah. Built up areas going, so this wasn't always built up, like.
Yeah.
This guy just wouldn't sell his fucking thing. Or an old house, like.
That's mad,
Oh, like there's one in Little Island behind the spar. It looks like a house that out in the sticks.
Because like, it was one time.
Kind of
like,
out in the sticks. Like,
and that, do you know where it's happening now? And you kind of you can see it happening. Is because I lived there, was in Castle Redmond, and that road. Sure, you out your road out to Bannard, like where Lakeview is, and then the petrol station. Like the houses along there, they're all bungalow. They were all built. They're not south facing gardens, I'd say, They're just built in line with the fucking road. Yeah. They're from the '70s, and that road was an old country road. It's not anymore.
Yeah,
it's all creeping out towards the pedestrian Adelaide, crossings. Yeah. There's cycle lanes. There's cars parked. There's cars everywhere.
And there's always something at the side of the road all the way out to Bannard Cross. There's something at either side of the road now, and there wasn't. Like, that used to be just an empty country road. Like,
Isn't the old city, creeping
the
down?
The concrete is creeping down to us. Look, it's Carrick Tool, like.
Creeping, like.
Yeah.
Carrick Tool is the new Douglas, like.
Carrick Tool is joined to fucking the rest of it now.
Yeah, Glenmire first. They were the first to go.
There's nothing in it.
Do you know? And then it creeps down Mayfield, just stretched down into Glenmire, and then all the way down to Glowntown, and it's in Carrick now, like.
It's in Ballincollig. The city council,
It's gone far down out that side,
And that Ballincollig would be to the city nearly what Middleton is, is it?
They ain't having
distance
Middleton.
Wise.
They ain't having it. Keep it country, boys.
You mightn't have a choice.
We'll have to move out to Knockadoon.
The last fucking safe haven.
A couple of years before they get it. Very desirable parish.
Can you imagine them gentrifying Knockatoon? Like, you know what I find the biggest worst thing about that?
Being gentrified. So we're a bunch of animals.
Do you know what I find the hardest thing about that is the big brand name chains taking over from the kind of locally owned. You know, when I see the Wetherspoons are getting out of the country now, but when they came, they're like nameless, soulless chaining of pubs. Yeah. Like, that's why that didn't work here, because we like to go into McCarthy's. That's McCarthy's pub, your man who, you know, must be owned by the McCarthy's, and we know who it is, and it's unique family. To itself. But lads, if you walk down any fucking high street in the UK, in any city, I tell you now, I can have a bit with you. Greg's, Subway, Vision Express.
Yeah,
like pizza, Milano's or whatever, or Pizza French Express. Eats. You can nearly guess every business that's there. Like, you know,
businesses would say, like even McDonald's would say, they're not in the business of selling food.
They're in real estate.
It's real estate, yeah. And then those, if they're to do, you know, it's if things go wrong, and the business isn't there, well, at least we're not losing money on the property.
I know, but that's great. That's a great business model for them and everything, and they're making money. But Murphy's Butcher Shop and Wiley McGrath's Optician and these things that are make us uniquely Irish, like, it'll wipe them out because they can't compete with the prices. Like, you know, Fergus McCarthy, news agents in town, like, places like that will eventually be gone.
He's there a long time. McCarthy's there.
But like, you have in England, these... chained news agents, I forget what they're called now, like they're out, something's worth
W.H. Smiths
and all these.
It's more than Cork Airport, isn't it?
If they come to a place and they just start doing it, and you can't compete with the prices because they're a big massive chain with a big fucking corporate entity behind them. Like,
what you need is a strong community, like, do you know what I mean? You need a strong,
well, there's a place in Australia called you'd know, no, Nimbin, is it?
Or Nimbin.
They decided that there'd be none of that. Yeah. So the local council bylaw through that there'd be no chains, there'd be no McDonald's, there'd be no... Like, we'll do everything here ourselves.
Like Kinsale a bit, isn't it? Kinsale
said no chippers because there was fighting going on outside the chippers, so Dino's...
What happened to thing about the closing time of pubs and everything down there?
There was a judge down there.
But you have a strong... And you go back to the tinny shed, sure as the Jesus, someone came in and said, lads, how much do you want for it?
Yeah.
Look where it is, like.
But they didn't, you see, because the committee still owns it.
That's what
it.
I mean. Yeah. Because you had a strong committee.
Yeah. Tell them to fucking do one. Good luck. No.
Fuck sure, off. Someone came along to you and you had an old building there.
And they had a couple of...
Mr. and Mrs. Starbucks.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
We'll give you fucking...
You're approaching retirement age and we have a wage, Rooney, just for you. Retirement wage.
Yeah.
John yeah, but Dunn, if it's not owned, if the tinny shed isn't owned by one family store, it's owned by...
It just takes one committee to dig their heels in.
As you said, kind of a thing.
Yeah. Dig their heels in and say, we're not selling it. Yeah. But it'd be that's probably why it lasted, Cork.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right there, you're bang on. Like, that's
fucking corporate fucking big wigs, man.
But you see, no,
but at the same time, there's nobody there to come in and say, do you know what, now would make that place look great. We just took down the galvanized and maybe... You know, like, I suppose it doesn't, the committee's there. So, sure, it's grand, leave it off. Sure, we'd only have to be spending money on it.
Spend money elsewhere. Yeah. I know. I just think if we lose some of the things that we have in Cork City, I think what makes Cork City great is that you do have places like you walk down Oliver Plunkett Street and go into the Bowron, and you've the High B, and you've these places, and you've got little bakers, and you've independent businesses.
The gourmet sausage.
Yeah, the O'Flynn's gourmet sausage, which I'll have you know is a handsome sausage, lads. Oh my god!
Oh,
hello there!
Don't know.
Don't know because I'm trying to be good. Stop.
Handsome sausage.
But
that's a fucking heroin sausage.
Yeah,
that's
it's so up in Tabor Lodge over that.
And those little spudines they have.
A little bit of sweet chili mayo on them. Oh, you know the ones. Anyway, stop now. I really enjoyed listening back to that Clapton one.
Oh, the,
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what one was that?
It was on the Hidden
Episode. Lay Down Sally.
Lay Down Sally.
Oh, for the Patreonics.
The Patreonics.
Well, yeah. Imagine not having
page of your bob and heard it.
Wouldn't
that be
away.
That'd be awful, wouldn't yeah. it? For the sake of what is it?
€3, yeah.
God help us.
Yeah, imagine missing out on such quality content.
You could just put your hand on the back of the coach and have a rummage. And you
send it to the lads.
Send it to the boys.
Yeah. We bought mic stands. They're like something, no, I think we mentioned it, but they're like something Joe Rogan would use. Is that right, Michael?
I don't know. I don't know that fella, no.
He's Rogan from America.
Yeah, the American fella.
American.
There's more fucking fat cats, big wigs.
Yeah. Do you think, like, they'd come, if it did stretch down this far and what I'm saying happened was actually happening and they took Finn's pub and they made Witherspoons out of it and there was no music in there and you had to order your pint through an app on your phone. Do you think that would go down well here at Knockadoon Mike? And
it'd be a terrible business move. Jesus Christ.
But
joking.
On paper it isn't. On paper that is, the way they do it is the best. Those big chains study the best big business model for what they're doing and they follow that, so they would try that. But just some places are unique and they don't work there.
It's just it's too remote down here. Like, there's no, you couldn't. It's hard to sell anything down here, really.
I have a friend who has a pub in a rural area. I won't mention him now, but he said to me, "You can't just tell. You can't really throw them out like stir in every day.
No, they're the bread and butter.
You can't really." So they can pretty much get as belligerently drunk as they want.
Oh, absolutely.
And do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to point them for home.
Point them for home, a few sandwiches, and just have a clean underpants under the bar.
And then the following day...
That's it.
You don't mention it, and they come in again, and that's it, you know?
That's probably... it's probably a symptom of something bigger, really. It's probably... I don't know.
But his point was that, like, you don't actually feel like you're the boss. Like, if your pub is in a town or a city, like, you're just like, here, move on, you go somewhere else. Like, but
well, you have the footfall.
When there's no, you know. When there's nowhere else to go, you kind of just have to.
It's kind of, yeah, that's depressing enough. You shit yourself again there, Tom.
Did you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're going to try it.
That's the worst.
You're all right, you're all right, you're all right.
Your grand jury, stay where you are now. We've a taxi card.
Better take up the carpet in the lounge here.
Tom is after shitting himself again.
He's thrown out the guitar lead.
Don't tell Liz Cannon we put stone down here.
Give me a stinky blade and Fender lead.
Will we stick with depressing songs?
Yeah, I'm in the mood for being depressed.
You did a Coldplay one, I'll do a Snow Patrol one.
Ah, yes.
We'll do Light Up.
Oh, cool, yeah.
G.
Then we really have to go. You've been the only thing that's right in all I've done. And I can barely look at you every single time. Cause it's so hard not to cry. And as we say our long goodbyes, I nearly do. Light up, light up, as if you have a choice. Even
there. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of It's All Music Podcast with Kerry, Henny and Quirky. Produced by me, Dave Quirk. Executive produced by me, Dave Quirk. Theme music by me, Dave Quirk. Incidental music by me, Dave Quirk. Talent booking by Owen Hennessy. Tea making and venue setup, Mike Carey. Yep, we're doing all this ourselves. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for us? Email us at itsallmusicpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to It's All Music Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Dave Quirk production in association with Acast.
Hey there, and thanks for listening to the It's All Music Podcast with Kerry, Henny and Quirky. We're blown away by your support. The It's All Music Podcast is a completely independent, self-financed venture. If you enjoy what we're doing and you enjoy listening, you can support us by heading over to our Patreon page and subscribing for €3 a month. If you don't have €3 a month, don't stress. You can still listen to the podcast. And you can support us by sharing our content on your social media pages.